Hey, now when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Good morning. Good afternoon and good evening, all you precious, precious, precious Blood River Radio family out there. You're not fans, you're family. If you listen to our show, either you love us or hate us. And all you people that hate us, we're even going to kind of convert you over. If there's a will, there's a way. If there's a way, there's a will, whatever. Anyway, people, this is May the 14th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty. Jesus Christ, people, that's the only name under the sun which man can be saved. That's right. And me and our precious little boy Cameron, he's like a little boy to me. He's only 20 years old now. I'm not supposed to say he had a birthday, so I won't. But anyway, we also have the old Alabama possum hunter on tonight. We were just talking and we were saying, this is a very short rabbit trail, people, don't worry. We were saying that, that it says, it is written, for he who calls on the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. And I think it also says, for I will in no wise turn him away. Well, people, like I said, May the 20th, the 14th, the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2022. We have a Unic show saved for you tonight, made for you. Unic, a.k.a. Unique. People, you know the drill. We always do a prayer before we go into battle. Hey, Rand, would you like to do a short prayer, son? Or you want me to do it? I'll go ahead and do it. Rand must be doing it. Anyway, people, if you will, bow your heads, people.
Go ahead, Eddie. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's quite all right. My fault. Almighty God, maker of heaven and earth, creator of all that's seen and unseen. Thank you so much, O Lord, for sending your son, your only son, down here to pay the sin price so us people here on earth can have a way to escape what we truly deserve. We all truly deserve death, Lord, because we all have original sin. There's no way out of it. We all sin just about every day. For it is written, for all have sinned. All means all. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It is also written, Lord, somewhere that it says, for grace are you saved in grace alone, lest any man should boast. Your good deeds are likened into filthy rags in the eyes of the Lord. Yes, sir, filthy rags. And that's what your good deeds are. I know people can mix that, oh Lord, can confuse that with James when James said that faith without works is dead. But that's not that hard for me to figure out, oh Lord. I don't know why people debate that. Anyway, oh Lord, thank you so much for blessing Blood River Radio, for blessing Liberty News Radio, blessing Jay and Sam, and our precious little Cameron who keeps us on the air each and every week. What a wonderful, wonderful young man. Lord, if you will, give us the wisdom and the knowledge and the courage to continue on the work that we have been chosen for, we have been called to do. Let us always fight evil. Let us never back down. Let us never back down from the sound of gunfire. Let us never, ever fear people who can kill the body, but let us fear he who can kill the soul. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. People, I just have a couple of announcements. We'll be having the League of the South Conference, like I said, like Dr. Hill was on last week. The League of the South Conference is going to be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. I have another announcement, and I'm really humbled by this. I've been invited back to the United States Liberty Association meeting. It's going to be in Washington, D.C., 6th, 7th, and 8th. That seems like an almost impossible logistic situation. It's going to cost a lot of money. I don't like to beg. I don't like to ask much people, if you will. If you would like for Blood River Radio, I'm going to the League of the South meeting. It's supposed to be, I've been honored. I've been asked to speak down there. And so I'm going to give them the speaks, the best of my ability. And I've got to go down there. I'm going to ride down there. Well, I'm going to about halfway down there and ride with Rand Owen, who's on tonight. That's going to cost a lot of money. If you want, if the listeners out there, if you want Blood River Radio, Gene Andrews has said, Gene Andrews, none deserves to go more than Gene Andrews. He's a former combat Marine. He put life and limb in dangerous way in Vietnam. If you would like a couple of vets to go to Washington, D.C., and broadcast, we'll have to record the broadcast. But if you'd like to go up there, I would also like to put on a demonstration in the Capitol building. I know a couple of the sailors said they are game. So, at the risk of repeating myself, if you want to help us out to go to our conference, the League of the South is going to be in Florida, about 650, 670 miles one way. And I don't know how far it is Washington, D.C., but me and Gene Andrews are going to drive together. We can break up the money. If you would like to do that, if you'd like to contribute to that, if you'd like to send Blood River Radio up there where we can record the show for also, well, see, Sam can have him on his show, Liberty News Radio, because he broadcasts Monday through Friday. We could broadcast, we could record 2 hours of his show for Blood River Radio, and we could also, if James would like to, we could get around a couple of sailors up to, he could call, he could record them on his show, or we could even record them for him, send him the tape, whatever. I know Cameron knows how to figure that out. Anyway, people, that's what I'd like to do. So if you would like to help us out, that's what we want to do. And we want to go up there and raise hell on the steps of the Capitol building with posters, et cetera, et cetera. All right, let's see. What's next here? The second hour tonight, we have Nancy Hitt on. She's going to be coming on. She's going to be doing her book review. She's an independent writer. She writes freelance writing for different publications. I'm going to go up to the front of the office and get her newspaper she sent me. I read the article, but I forgot the name of the publication. Something like Freedom News, something like that. But she's going to come on tonight, and I heard from my precious little sister, Monica Schaefer. She'd been MIA for about a week. I was worried sick about her. I called Paul Fromm last night, and he was in the hospital bed. So if you will, people, pray for Paul Fromm. He's had surgery. There's no such thing as a simple surgery. He's recovering, but he's not too comfortable. Pray for Paul. And also, thank God for the safe return, so to speak, of Monica. I was really worried for her because I've never gone that far that long without hearing from her. So, okay, what else is here? Oh, one more thing in news before we go to the break. I talked to Lee Wilson. It's either yesterday or Thursday. I can't keep the day straight. He has a real hard time coming on the show. If we get on the show, we'll have to record him. He's a very active private detective. He's the private detective that worked with the Mac Michaels. He did it pro bono. They're deep in debt. He's going to try to come on. We're going to try to record him. They have a new website for the Mac Michaels. Miss Mac Michael doesn't like to come on. She likes to, but she catches so much hell from the Satanists down there in Georgia. Even her own white people have turned against her down there. And she's having to work under duress. The poor lady is just going through incredible hell. But anyway, I think that's about it. Let's see what else. Oh, let's see. If you would, people, please pray for the political prisoners, for the Mac Michaels. We're going to do all we can for them. But I know they said, Lee Wilson, the detective, said that the donations have kind of come to a halt and they are deep in debt. I'll try to bring you more news on the Mac Michaels as soon as possible. We can't cover all of it tonight. Also, pray for the rest of our political prisoners, especially the ones that are still in the gulag in Virginia, for getting into that the Battle of Charlottesville. Well, people, we're coming up on a break, but so before we go to that break, we'll bring in Rand. Rand, would you have anything to say before we go to the break, young fella?
Yeah, Eddie, for one thing, I'm glad I passed on doing the prayer, man. You had an excellent prayer.
Sorry. Oh, well, you know what? I just always wing it and just, you know, and from it comes from the heart. You know, I tell you what, this is what I hang on to, Rand. I know I'm not worth a crap. I know I'm just a filthy rag. But you know what? Jesus Christ Almighty died on the cross for miserable sinners like me and you, Rand. And I know I'm preaching to the preacher. He died on the cross for stinking, miserable sinners like me while we were yet sinning. And all you have to do, people, is believe that. If you believe in your heart and confess with your lips that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you will be saved. There's no two bits about it, no two ways about it. Thank you, Rand.
I would like to say one thing before we get to the break.
Go ahead.
As we go through this show tonight, all the listeners out there, just let's just kind of all keep in our mind about why can't we have a sanctuary? And when I say we, I'm talking about white folk. Why can't we have a sanctuary where and not be demonized for is what I'm trying to say.
Amen.
So let's
Rand,
just
that music settled
that
to,
in our,
we got to go to a break, Brent. I don't know if you can hear the music, but we have to go to a break, son. Hold that thought. People, we'll be right back to the second segment of the first hour of Blood River Radio. Eddie the Bobadil Miller here. God bless you. Hang on. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you're an
emphasis. Oh, dear Blood River Radio people, right back. You know what? One more thing I got to do, and I didn't have time to cram it in, but this is the most important part. Without donors, we would not have a Blood River Radio. There would be no Liberty News Radio. That's just the way it works, people. And I would like to thank from the bottom of my heart Jay-Z from AZ. Jay-Z, my dear brother, military order of the Purple Heart brother, just brothers from the heart. thank you so much for your continued support. I've got your donation. What was it, Thursday or Friday? I forgot. I'm forgetting more and more nowadays. But thank you so much. God bless you. I tell you, without Jay-Z, Maisie, and a couple other people, that's what keeps us afloat. That's what keeps us on the air, you know, in spite of hell. Anyway, Red, go back to you, son. Finish talking. Tell us about what you're talking about.
No, what I was saying before we got into the break is just as we go through the show on this first half hour tonight, since everybody kind of keeping in their mind, why can't we have a sanctuary as white folks? And why can't we have a sanctuary without being demonized about it? I mean, I read all these stories in the news about the black meteorologist that's going to take over in Texas with an all-black crew, blah, blah, blah. And they're praising her about it. That's all well and good. I'm glad. I'm proud for them. And then you got seven blacks that have reached the peak of the summit of Mount Everest now, and that's all big news, all, you know, everywhere. But what if that was saying, you know, seven white guys made it or whatever. But it's just such a double standard and the narrative that we go through. But what I kind of wanted to talk about, if I could, Ed, is a little bit about how the private schools, and, you know, you and I had talked a little bit about this the other day on the phone, about how the small private schools across the country had changed since the early 70s up until now. And, you know, you and I talked a little bit about that. And I kind of know a little bit firsthand because I attended one starting in about 1975, going into the 10th grade. But you know, those schools were built by folks that wanted to have a place so that their children and other white children could go to school together, you know, as they should. They should be able to do that. And at this time, I know it didn't me, and I don't think it did many people. And I'm talking about in like 1975, 76, all the way through maybe the mid 80s, that, you know, we never thought about Negroes attending these schools. They were small schools. They were built without any kind of government funding. There was a lot of sacrifice on all levels. I mean, you had some big donors and then you had some cake bakers, and that's not to demean the cake bakers, because Lord, that's where my mother certainly fit in. But I got to go to this school in 1975, and then I went back at, you know, I try to go to all my 10-year reunions at homecoming and this kind, because they was 3 good years of my life, no doubt about it. And I cherish them to this day. But I go back and I see them bringing in these Negro ball players, especially football. I mean, and you know, I know there's so many of these families that's already passed on, that contributed so much to those schools, their blood, sweat, and tears, you might say. I mean, their money, their time, their labor. I mean, they had to build it. They had to, you know, you think about the facility that it took to house a K-12, have a football field, a baseball field, and all of that. And they sprung up all over this country. But they've been took away. They've been let go. These coaches, these people that think they should bring in black players in order to win a daggone football game, they should stay in the public school system. If that's what they want, they should stay there. And that goes back to what I had mentioned early on about why can't white folks have a sanctuary without being demonized. But we can't. We can't have a group. We can't have an event. We can't organize as all white in any shape, form, or fashion without being demonized about it. And why is that, Eddie? Brother Eddie, you know the reason why.
Yes, I do. And I will tell you, I never have been one for what they call Christian identity. I never have really identified with that, and I know you don't either. But I'm here to tell you, there's got to be something there. And here's the cause. It's always the Jew. It's always Jews all the time. These Jews, going all the way back probably to the 20s, this Jew by the name of Kalergi, if I'm pronouncing it right, he developed what they call the Kalergi Plan. And other Jews that came after him, you know, this is like over 100 years ago, Kalergi was here. And this may be kind of a long answer. He said, we're going to tear down national borders where in traditional white nations. We're going to bring in these colored races all over the world, and we're going to flood them into traditional white nations, and we're going to get rid of the white people. By the way, Kalergi was a Jew. What a shocker. We're going to get rid of the white people by nook or crook. We're going to get rid of them by replacement, displacement. By the way, as another side, I saw on the internet just yesterday in a poll, supposedly one-third of all American whites say that we are being displaced. We're being replaced by colors from all over creation. If you come out of my house to the left, people live to the left of me, can't speak English, they're from Honduras. If you come up to the right of me, you have a Colombian woman living with a Mexican man, and that's just all over Memphis now. But getting back to it, the Antichrist Jews, or the Antichrist spirit, they hate white people. Because white people, whether people like it or not, I can't help you if they don't like it. White people brought Christianity to the world. And we've gone over this several times with people who know more about it than I do and who talked about Christendom. Christendom, who was in primarily northern Europe, you know, nowadays from what you call northern Italy, France, Germany, Austria, Sweden, that area, they were Christian. And also probably what you'd call the British Isles. But that's where Christendom has been kept, nurtured, and it's grown until in the past 50 years, especially since the 60s, Christianity and our white race is taking a beating. But they hate it. And see, one of the things they said later on, like when they come over with the Frankfurt School, they said, we're going to elevate these blacks one way. They're not worth a flip in academics, but they can run, they can jump, et cetera. And so we'll make them great athletes, and we'll get them integrated into white society through the athletics, and they will start breeding with the whites. And we're going to get rid of those white people one way or other. Well, that's happened. You might say there's no such thing as a Kalergi plan. You might say there's no such thing as the protocols of the Elders of Zion. But everything in those plans that they've laid out has happened. Look at the borders all worldwide, Rand, being torn to shreds. That's what caused that. And I lay it straight at the feet of us white people because we won't stop it. And I doubly lay it at the feet of the so-called churches in the United States of America. I consider most of the churches a whorehouse. It's just a giant whorehouse where you go and pray to God. Amen. Knows what. But you're not praying to Christ, and you're not walking the line. And, you know, you don't have to have a black in one hand and a Jew in the other hand to get to heaven. And I propose this. I'm going to shut up because I'm going too long on this. But I tell these people that, all over Memphis, anywhere you go, especially to the more wealthy areas, you'll see these people with two beautiful white children. But they can't help themselves. They have to go either to Kenya or Haiti and have to buy them a Negro. Well, they call it adopting. I say they purchase these Negroes. And then what they're doing, they're virtue signaling out of guilt. We're going to a break, Rand, and we'll come back. I'll finish this, and then we'll let you take off. I got some stuff I'm going to read when we come back. We may not have time.
Take all your time, brother. You're doing good.
Hey, thank you. Be right back. Hang on, people. We'll be right back. Here's a break.
exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump-era pandemic restrictions on illegal immigrants seeking asylum in the United States will stand for now. That's a ruling from a Louisiana judge hearing the case involving the temporary restraining order against ending Title 42. Since 2020, Title 42 has been used 1.8 million times to deny illegal immigrants a chance to seek asylum in the United States. New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik says lifting Title 42 will only enhance our crisis at the border.
When we met with Border Patrol agents on the front lines, they said that this crisis will get even worse with the Biden administration's catastrophic plan to lift Title 42.
Expect to pay more for gas this weekend, AAA saying the national average $4.45 a gallon for regular. USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside a Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
A streaming provider says changes are coming.
This may put a cramp in your ability to binge watch your favorite shows. Streaming service Netflix told employees the company's new lower priced ad tier may come by the end of the year. The New York Times reports the company is struggling as streaming competition heats up. Shares plunged last month after Netflix reported its first quarterly subscriber loss in more than a decade. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced on Friday that she is extending the policy of allowing absent members to vote by proxy until June 28th. The allowance, which on paper is due to the ongoing public health emergency of COVID-19, was set to expire on Saturday. Since it was introduced in 2020, Republicans have been largely against proxy voting. Democrats mostly favor the policy. USA Radio News.
God bless you, dear Blood River Radio family. I'm just talking to Rand and Cam during the break. God bless those two people. I've got this thing from this guy. It's called you people probably know him, George Lincoln Rockwell. I've got his book, The White Power. I think he was assassinated right before this book came out. But this is going to take me about 3 minutes to read this this passage out of the book. Then Rand's going to dissect it. All right, here's his George Lincoln Rockwell. He went to Brown University, quit Brown University to join the Navy. He was a fighter pilot in World War II. So here we go. This is George Lincoln. In 1956, I sold out the magazine I had successfully started for the wives of servicemen all over the world, U.S. Lady Magazine, and put all the money into an effort to unite the conservatives. People, I want you to pay very close attention to what I'm saying. What he said. I formed the American Federation of the Conservative Organizations, innocently believing that if we could get the right wing together, we could easily conquer the left. By this time, I had plenty of opportunity to look over the activity of the right wing, the conservatives, and I had come to the conclusion, in my total ignorance of the real nature of the case, that all they needed to succeed was an organizational plan to get them together with a business-like plan. I found that they were dozens of and maybe hundreds of very rich men like H.L. Hunt, incidentally, I met one of the Hunt brothers, of Texas, and Robert Welch of Boston, who felt much as I did. who together could pool enough money and resources to swamp the Marxist Zionist Jews and left-wingers. There seemed to be plenty of talent and ability, and actually a majority of our people over on my side of politics, so that common sense seemed to force the conclusion it was only a lack of determined effort to put this together which permitted the left-wing minority sparked by the sub-minority Jews to keep winning victory after victory and send America down the path of Marxist socialism and racial disintegration. I realized even then that talking and educating, listen to this people, I believe this to the bottom of my heart, but he believed it before I did. I realized even then that talking and educating are useless unless they are directed at the only worthwhile political goal, power. And I will add, I will emphasize raw, merciless power. Those are my words. But I reckon without any knowledge of the human content, I reckon without any knowledge of the human content of the right wing in those days, from the millionaires to the scared little people who attend the endless, pitiful, conservative, 100% American, old-fashioned, constitutional states' rights meetings, I learned by bitter experience, as I have, that the human material of the right wing consists 90% of cowards, and I think probably most of them are cowards, 90% of cowards, dopes, nuts, one-track minds, blabbermouths, boobs, incurable tightwads, and worst of all, hobbyists. God knows I know these. People who have come to enjoy a perverted masochistic pleasure in telling each other forever how we were all being raped by the you-know-whos. They're not going to mention her name. But who under no circumstances, under no conditions, would think of risking their two cars, their landscaped homes, or their juicy jobs to do nothing about it. And I'm going to skip over here. I'm going to read this. We'll be done. This is the next page. Although it is made to appear so, the battle between the conservatives and liberals is not a battle of ideas or even of political organization. I've always said that for years. It is a battle of force, people. It is a battle of force, terror, and power. The Jews and their accomplices and the dupes are not running our country and its people because of the excellence of their ideas, or the merit of their work, or the genuine majority of people behind them. They were in power in spite of the lack of these things. And only, we're getting to the punchline, folks. And only because they have driven their way into power by daring minority tactics. They stay in power only because our people are afraid to oppose them, afraid they will be socially ostracized, afraid they will be smeared in the press, afraid they will lose their precious jobs, I indicated my precious, afraid they will not be able to run their stinking businesses, afraid they will lose political offices. It is fear and fear alone that keeps the filthy left-wing sneaks in power, not ignorance by the American people as the conservatives keep telling each other. The man was spot on, Rand. Take it away, brother.
Spot on. I agree 110% on that. And that just goes to show you how we have let our priorities get out of line. You know, Eddie, we have been fattened like fattening steers for the slaughter. We've become lazy. We've become complacent. And as you mentioned, if we got our hobbies, if we got our nice little house, if we got our air conditioner running, you know, that's all that matters. That's what I mean about priorities. And the whole time, the wolf has been slipping in. And he's in now. And the only way we're going to get him out, it's going to be done with God's hand. It's going to be done by a few. That's the only way that I see it.
You got that right, brother. Some of the notes I had in the past, the only thing these people understand, Rand, is raw merciless power, raw force. That's all the hell they understand. And that's, you know what? We have so many effeminate little bastards in our so-called movement. That's why I ran, and I'm sure you probably read our webpage. That's why on our webpage, from the get-go, I said, I am not going to waste 1 second preaching to the stinking alt-right. I despise most of the so-called alt-right. Most of the so-called alt-right, like this guy here. There's another passage I ought to read, but I'll just see if I can quote some of it or paraphrase some of it. He said that they all have their own agendas. Most of the people in this movement, they have their own agendas. A lot of them are what I call jock sniffers. And you know what a jock sniffer is? Someone who likes to be close to somebody else who's got courage, who's not afraid of confronting the beast, who's not afraid of going out there. It came from the beginning, it's like football players, basketball players, these little darling cowards. They like to be, maybe they have money, a new car, they like to haul the jock athletic stud around. So they like to be close to them. But that's,
Black girl.
Yeah, that's right. But and I'm going to tell you something else, and I've said this 1,000 times. And by the way, people, if you go to down to Florida, some of this crap's probably going to be in my speech if I can remember it. All power, all political power, all law, and I've kind of modified this in Mao Zedong and George Washington. I've added and subtracted some of whatever what they said. All power and all political power, I don't care what kind, all laws come at the muzzle of a gun barrel. So much, and you know what? I get so sick of these people. I know a group of people that I just saw on YouTube today. They were punked out by a black from England. I'm not going to mention their name because I've been over there in the past, but these people, they preach peace. I know some people, dear people in our movement, to this day, Rand, looking back in history, we can't get violent. God's sakes, we can't get violent. And listen, we can't, I'm so proud. I'm so much better than you are, Rand, because you know what? I don't use racial epithets. And I don't call a Jew a Jew. And I don't call a black feral animal a black feral animal. I don't use racial epithets, and I don't even get close to mentioning we should pick up arms to take our country back. But you know what? All power comes from the barrel of a gun. Before guns were invented, it came from the bayonet. It's who the biggest man is with the biggest spear, biggest sword. Also, the dead Greeks years ago, long time ago, said, if you want peace, prepare for war. Well, I would like to reverse that and talk to their cute little sweet alt-right guys who, since Charlottesville, have headed for the damn high grass and hiding out caves. And I know some of them that won't talk to me anymore because they said, Dr. Hill has gone off the deep end. He's just preaching all this violence and all that crap. Well, you know what? I despise those people. I cannot stand them. Also, I said, if you want peace, prepare for war. Prepare for peace. Be peaceful. Speak peaceful. Act effeminate and mild and meek and say, we're for all these human rights and shit. We don't care. No, I don't give a damn about human rights. I care about my people, Rand. I'm cutting up. Go back to you, Rand. Oh, well, we got to go to a break. I'm sorry, Rand. I didn't mean to take up so much of that time. When we come back, we have this break. I want you to take off. Do your thing, Rand. People, we'll be right back after this segment right here. So I hope I didn't take up too much time from Rand. Be right back.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules. The shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Well, I hope you punks out there don't feel lucky, because we're coming to get your sorry butt. People, thank you for holding on. This will be our—I can't believe this is going to be our last segment. I'm going to finish my little notes here, my little rant, whatever we'll call it. Then we'll go back to rant. I'd like to just repeat what I said. If you these old rich dead guys, the Greeks said, if you want peace, prepare for war. Well, if that's true, the reverse has to be true. If you want war, prepare for peace. And I'm throwing that right at my peacenik friends out there. You're just scared to death someone's going to call you a racist if you use racial epithet. I'm not saying just go out there and use racial epithets. That's great. But quit preaching all this peace crap, man. You know what? Since I've challenged anybody out there, tell me, oh Lord, when in the past recorded history, in the past 6,000 years, especially in the past 500 years, when has a people won liberty? When has a group of people that had superior military power, superior economic power, whenever have slave masters said, hey, I'm going to turn the kingdom over to you. I'm going to give you all this liberty. I'm going to give you all these rights. No. In every single case in the world, going all the way back even to the Magna Carta and before that, peace, liberty has been won at the sword point, at the rock point back before swords, at the gun barrel. Never in the history of the world has anybody got liberty by peaceful means. It always takes violence. It always takes war. And if you don't think otherwise, you're an idiot. Look what the Sodom and the Potomac government is doing right now, Rand. They're trying to start a war between the Ukraine and Russia. That this country here has bombed every damn country on the face of the earth since it's been here. And I'll leave this is the last thing I'm going to say. Just like General Robert E. Lee said, if we lose this war, being the war between the states, Lincoln's war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant in the home. And that, gosh dog it, that's what we have right now. Go ahead, Rand. What do you think about that, brother?
Well, Eddie, I agree with you, everything you said. And, let's remember what Thomas Jefferson said about the Tree of Liberty. You know, it has to be refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And he said it every 10 to 20 years. So, we way past you on that one. And you're right about the conservatives. I mean, all you have to do is just kind of simply ask the question, what have they conserved? Tell me, what have they conserved? They do a lot of speak to make people coddle to them a little bit, that the ones that are brain dead already, but they haven't conserved. You've got a couple out there. You've got a few. I mean, I throw out Ron Paul. Ron Paul. I like Ron Paul. I throw out his name. But you know, we was talking about this struggle and how they more or less want to pollute our race. That's very evident. If you can't see that, you're not looking. But this struggle goes all the way back about this seed line and this purity, Eddie and the listeners. It goes all the way back to the beginning of this earth age with Eve, and that seed line to carry through to the birth of Christ. And Satan tried to pollute it over and over and over, and you could read it in Scripture. And you know, as we said on here before, every race out there, and God created them. He's the ultimate racist. If you want to use that word racist, let's use it. Our creator, our father, our God, he is the ultimate racist. He created them. He created them as he wanted them, and he wanted them to stay that way. And when he created them, as it says in Genesis, he said, that is good. On the sixth day he created them, he said, that is good. That is very good. And he wanted them to stay that way. And documentation for wanting them to stay that way is right there at the beginning. It's in the first chapter of Genesis. You can read verses 11 through 25. 11 through 25. And with emphasis, our Father says, after his kind. Ask the elementary kid. Give him that little phrase, after his kind, and let them tell you what it means. Kind after kind, after his kind. It's all laid out. But you see, the whole struggle here with Satan is to pollute this. But they will be a remnant. As we've talked about on this show before, Eddie, and I know I kind of get over into the Christianity part maybe a little much, but there will be a remnant that will survive and will come out of this struggle. And we will win in the end. I've read the back of the book, our God's Word, our Father's Word. And we do win in the end. So that's what we can take so much comfort in. All we got to do is just hang in there, brother. That's all we
got
to do.
Got that right. Go ahead, Rand. I didn't mean to cut you off. Don't ever apologize for getting into Christianity, because this is a Christian show, and I pray I don't pray as much as I should. I will admit, I pray very little now compared to what I used to. And I need to pray more every day. I really do. But you've said a mouthful there.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Hey, just a couple more comments. I kind of lost my train of thought. I'm sorry, but I don't mean to interrupt you. But we was talking about the private schools and how they've kind of been corrupted. Well, they hadn't kind of been. They have been. I mean, where does it stop? I mean, let's just talk facts here. When you have majority Negroes in control of anything, it kind of all goes, as Willie says, it all goes to pot. You show me an instance where they're totally in control, where everything is rolling smooth. I want to see it. But getting back to the school thing, it's not just in our high school level. You know, I used to love college football, man. It was all, but you know, it's so messed up now, man. I ain't watched it in several years, and I used to love it. But it's nothing more than a farm league Why do this on these campuses of this higher institution? It should be totally separate. If you want to do that, if you want to have that league and all that, let these Negro players go and play through a farm league and go on to the NFL if that's what I want to do, if they want to do. But keep it a part of our higher institutions. But as we all know, most listening to the show knows, these higher institutions, they've already been infiltrated long ago. They've been lost long ago. It goes way past the athletic level. It goes into the epidemic level. So it's just a lot to undo, brother. If you really get to thinking about it, and the only way it's going to be undone is by the grace of our Lord.
Amen. And going, piling on what you said, there's private schools here in Memphis. One where Keith Alexander sent his kids, called Memphis University School. They were elite. But what happens is they'll always bring a Jew in. The Jew will always wind up being the administrator. And as soon as the Jew gets there, the seat won't be where they're taking will not be warm yet good. They'll start bringing these Negroes in. And I'd like to say one more thing about this peace crap. We've tried peaceful protest. Look at Charlottesville. We went up there peaceful. Look what happened on January 6th when people went to the Washington, D.C. peaceful protest. We can take those are just two. Time after time after time, every time we try peaceful protest anywhere in these United States, including right here in Memphis, Tennessee, we get attacked by BLM. We get attacked by all these Jews in the Antifa. And we still have people in prison right now. We have the Mac Michaels in prison in Georgia. That's recently. We have kids. The kid was arrested when he's 18 years old. The 18-year-old's out now. I won't use his name. We have the kids that were 20, 21, when they're arrested from the Battle of Charlottesville in 2017 for a stinking fistfight. And you know what? It was a peaceful protest. They're still rotting in jail. They're passing laws. There's been a federal legislation come through the Congress saying you can't say anything negative about a Jew or Israel. We just now recently had the same state law here in Tennessee coming. They're trying to make a law out of it. So much for your stinking peaceful protests, people. Peaceful protests are great, but that you got to be, you know what? You got to be ready to go the other route too, because just being peaceful, laying down those peace crap is you're going to these. These feral Negroes and these Jews are going to eat you like marshmallows. You know what? And when you people out there, when you won't stick up for people like me and Rand and stick up for people that are trying to do battle for you, I'm going to laugh my butt off when these feral animals come into your precious lily white neighborhoods and burn your houses down and start raping your daughters. I'm going to laugh my butt off. Back to you, Rand.
Hey, and that's coming, Eddie. It's just a matter of time as this lingers on. That is coming. That's no doubt in my mind. I might not live to see the worst of it. I don't know.
You're seeing it. But seeing it right now. We got. There's still hunting people in Canada.
You ain't seen the worst of it till you see places like Montgomery, Alabama. The food shelves go empty, and all those Negroes out of places. Just using Montgomery as an example. Go out to the suburbs, because how long do you think it's going to take for them to spread out from a city like Montgomery if they can't find anything to eat? But you know what you were saying about the conservatives all and how Charlottesville was portrayed against us January the 6th, as you talked about. But on the other hand, brother and listeners, leftists can burn down cities and get away with it. Let that sink in. Just let that sink in a little bit. Think about Charlottesville, January the 6th, and then all the other that went on. They can burn down cities and be right out. No problem.
And the only way they're going to stop it, white men are going to have to get some guts and be willing to go out there and pay the sacrifice. They're going to have to make people sacrifice for what they do. And they're going to be willing to pay the ultimate sacrifice. People, we're completely out of time for the first hour. We're going to be transitioning into the second hour. We're going to pick up my older sister, Nancy Hitt, and she's going to be giving a great book review to you people. that she wrote herself on We Were White and We Were Slaves. Hang on, people. We'll be right back second hour.